الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم، صدق الله العلي العظيم. Respected elders and brothers in Islam, all praise is due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sustainer and nourisher of this universe. Salutations and peace be upon our august master and leader, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers, the topic I've chosen for today's Jummah is Taqwa. When we look in this planet in which we are living, in any part of the world, a person can travel extensively and he'll find one common factor, and that is we'll find fitna and fasad, discord, disunity and misery in every hook and nook of this world. ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran that fasad and misery, dissension, discord has made itself manifest في البر والبحر, on the land and on the water, on the oceans and sea. Why do we find all this fitna and fasad? Bima kasabat aidin nas. Because we, the masterpiece of Allah's creation, it is a direct reaction of our actions. My brothers, when we analyze the situation, we see that majority of us are in debt. Position that we find ourselves uttering words like, the situation is hopeless. We become disillusioned. We do not know what to do. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, "Man qala halaka an-nas fa huwa ahlakuhum." Rawahu Muslim. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, "Whosoever has said that the people are halak, they are destroyed, there's no hope for them, he is the one who's causing the most destruction." So as Muslims, my brothers, we have to be positive. As Muslims, we have to look for solutions. No sense highlighting the problem only. We have to look and seek and search for the solutions. What is the solution? Inna Allah la yughayyiru ma biqawmin hatta yughayyiru ma bi anfusihim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never ever change the condition of a people, of a community, of a society, until and unless they change themselves from within. Each one of us, my brothers, if we want to make a contribution to this ummah, then that contribution must start from within ourselves. It is time for self-analysis. It is time for introspection. Look within ourselves. Look within our hearts, my brothers, and see, are we playing our role as we ought to? This is the first stone and the first step to solve these problems. Today when we study, so we hear the word taqwa. So many a time, translations are made of this word, but these translations are all incomplete. Sometimes it's translated as piety, to ward off evil, to be conscious of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers, taqwa in Islam has a much greater comprehension and meaning and definition. To understand the definition, we have to understand that what's happening in today's world. People are divided in three categories. First category are majority of the kafirs. They have become slaves of their desires. They have taken their desires to be their god. Whatever they desire, they practice on that. So they have become slaves of their instincts. And when a person becomes a slave of his instinct, so by Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has reduced and debased himself to lower than that of an animal. أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْهُمْ أَضَلْ. That those people who practice on their desires all the time, so they are like animals, nay, they are worse than animals. So that is one group. Second group, you find some kuffar. They have divorced themselves from this dunya. They have become monks and what have you. So they are people who say that we don't have anything to do with this. The third one is me and you, the Muslims, my brothers. We are not slaves of our instincts. We don't divorce our instincts, but rather we control our instincts. When we make the dunya our slave, when we make our passions and our desires our slave, so then we learn to lead a very balanced life here in this world. We go to the greatest linguist of the Arabic language, and we ask him, O Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu defined taqwa. Someone asked him, what is taqwa, O Ali? He said, Al-Khawfu bil-Jaleel. That you have that fear for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers, the fear Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu is speaking about here is not a natural fear. For example, a snake comes in here to this masjid or in our homes. We know what is our response. That is a natural fear. No. The fear we are speaking about is that fear that is sustained and maintained with respect and love. Out of your love, Ya Almighty Allah, I will respect you, I will love you, I will fear you. That is what fear he is speaking about. And this is what's lacking in each one of us, my brothers. That we play a dual role. We are sanctimonious. When we are in our hometowns, so we put up an identity. When holidays come, when we are abroad and overseas, so then we are playing another role. So that is because that fear of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not embedded in our hearts. Al-Khawfu bil-Jaleel wal-Amalu bil-Tanzeel. And we practice on the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu salam. Part of taqwa, my brothers, is that we practice on wahi. We don't practice what people tell us if those teachings are from their own desires, whims and fancies. Islam, my brothers, is complete and comprehensive. What makes it unique? It is based on wahi, which is not confined and constricted to any time or any place. So this is the second part of taqwa. First we have the fear of Almighty Allah. Then when it comes to practice, we see our practice is substantiated by the Quran, by the Sunnah, and in accordance with it. Al-Khawfu bil-Jaleel, wal-Amalu bil-Tanzeel, wal-Ridha bil-Qaleel. Every one of us, my brothers, does possess something. But what happens? Today we live in a world which is run by capitalism, and this madness of greed, of avarice. If I have one, so I must have the second. If I have the second one, I must go for the third. So this greed for wealth, for power, and everything else will never ever stop, my brothers. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu said, be content with what Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. Whatever Almighty Allah has blessed us, on that we make shukr. Not that we make it the aim and objective of our life, that I must increase everything of mine, irrespective of how I increase it. Islam is not against wealth. Islam is not against our properties and assets. Nabi alayhi salatu salam put it so beautifully, ni'mal malu salih lirrajuli salih. Good wealth is the best in the possession of a person who's pious. So my brothers, Islam is not against that. What Islam is against is when a person makes it his aim and objective, and I'll try and procure it at any cost. I will be here in a masjid, but during, it's going through my mind that the deal I'm going to make after Salat, I know it's a crooked deal. I know it's a deal that is not in accordance with Islam. Then, my brothers, I think that I still have taqwa. Today our taqwa is what, my brothers? This is an example. Don't misconstrue what I am saying. Today we live in a world of deception. We practice on certain precepts and teachings of Islam, and we get conceited and deceived, thinking that we are very muttaqi and very pious. So the ulama have written an example. It's just an example. It's called in Arabic, kilabi taqwa. Kilab is the plural of kalb. A single dog, kalb. And plural is kilab. You see, a dog was walking. Now you know a dog, when it's baligh, it lifts up its hind leg to urinate. You won't see a puppy doing that. So when this dog raised its hind leg, so someone asked, his example, "Hey kutta, what are you doing?" He said, "No, I'm lifting up the one leg, taki napak na ho jai." So this one leg mustn't get napak, never mind the other three get napak. Today, my brothers, we are in a very similar boat and situation. That we practice on certain aspects of deen, and we have it in our mind that we are super and excellent Muslims. See how much I am doing about Islam. My brothers, this is a strategy of shaitan to deceive us. We have to practice on the entire deen, my brothers. Not certain aspects which we like and choose. The ones that's against our desires and whims and fancies. Where we have to suppress our desires as well. So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu goes on and says, وَالْرِضَى بِالْقَلِيلِ, that you are pleased and content with what you possess. وَالْإِسْتِعِدَادُ لِيَوْمِ الرَّحِيلِ, and you prepare for the day of your departure. Which person here, my brothers, can say that he won't have to leave this world? Each one of us know very well we'll have to leave this world. When we know we have to leave this world, so the easy question comes, what preparation have we made for that day when we have to meet our Creator? My brothers, taqwa is so important. It's mentioned 251 times in the Quran, in different and various places. My brothers, Almighty Allah didn't just say adopt taqwa. He showed us the method also. آمَنُ اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَكُونُوا مَا الصَّادِقِينَ. Bring about taqwa and associate with those who are pious. Who's our company today? We cannot associate with people who are against deen, my brothers, and then expect taqwa to come into our lives. يَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. Then adopt taqwa and speak the truth. Let our speech, our actions be in accordance with the sharia. The method and manner is also shown by Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu taqullaha wal tanzur nafsum ma qaddamat lighad. Before we embark on any action, we want to enter into a business or anything else, see what we are sending forth for tomorrow. What are we sending forth in the bank of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? My brothers, Almighty Allah is showing us the method and way to adopt taqwa as well. What are the benefits of taqwa, my brothers? Today, when we look at it locally, internationally, what's the biggest problem? Mawlana, there are so many problems, how do we solve it? وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whosoever adopts taqwa, he practices on the do's of Islam, he abstains from the don'ts, Almighty Allah's promise in the Holy Quran, يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا, Almighty Allah will make a way out for him. My brothers, if we are really devoted and sincere to Almighty Allah, then definitely Almighty Allah will show us the legal way and the proper way to come out of that problem. What happens to us today, when calamities and problems befall us, so we look for the shortest cut out of it, irrespective whether it is in accordance with Sharia or not. That is the trial and test. What is the other big problem the Ummah is facing in all parts of the world? Rizq. Someone is retrenched, someone is fired, and what problems people are facing. We want our rozi, we want our sustenance. Almighty Allah, second promise in this very verse, وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if that person adopts taqwa, He will bless him with the risks from such avenues which that person never ever imagined from. But the prerequisite and condition, my brothers, is that that person has to adopt taqwa. What does Almighty Allah want from me in this situation? When a person adopts taqwa, my brothers, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهِ. When a person has taqwa, he practices on what he knows, the knowledge he has obtained. He practices on that. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes his teacher. Almighty Allah will inspire him and illuminate his heart to such an extent that knowledge will come directly from Almighty Allah. For ordinary mortals and human beings like us, we have to go to madrasas, to darul ulums, to universities to study. Anbiya alayhimus salam are taught directly by Almighty Allah. But when a person adopts taqwa, Quran's promise is enshrined in the Quran, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهِ. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will teach that person. We just returned from Iraq, my brothers, a month ago. There Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah's grave is there. Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahimahullah's grave is there. Sheikh Junaid Baghdadi rahimahullah's grave. These people have left this world. But today the ummah looks at them as a source of inspiration. What was it one quality they possessed, my brothers, that made them shining stars even after they left this world? The place where Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah is buried, has even the name of that place after his demise, the name of that place also changed. Now it is called A'zamiyya, meaning Imam Abu Hanifa's one title was Imam A'zam. We find the common factor in each one of them, they possessed the quality of taqwa. There was no price on their head. The rulers of the time could not purchase them. The rulers of the time tried to give them so many high posts, but yet they knew their purpose and obligations here on this dunya. So my brothers, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them. If you read the history of Baghdad, what will you find? You will find there's a person who ridiculed Islam. He challenged the scholars of that time. I have three questions. Which one of you can answer these questions? He asked so many great and leading scholars, none of them could answer this question. First question of his was, what is Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doing now? Second question of his was, that who came before Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Third question, that in which direction is Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? My brothers, the ulama were astonished. They didn't know what to answer. A 10-year-old boy, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired him. He told that person who ridiculed the Muslims that I will take up your challenge. Set the date, set the venue, time, everything, so and so forth. The public were informed. This person asked his question to the 10-year-old boy that what is Almighty Allah doing now? You want me to embrace Islam and accept Islam? When he asked this question, he was on a hill, on a high place sort of. The youngster told him, give me the opportunity to come there and you come down. Then I'll respond. It's just but fair you ask the question from there, so let me go there. So the youngster went on the hill and responded. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevated the Muslims and Islam at this point in time. And Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala disgraced and humiliated the kafirs. See, I am on top and you at the bottom. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Allah is this that in it being. He'll give honor and dignity to whomsoever he wishes, and he'll disgrace and humiliate whosoever he wishes. The kafir was amazed. The 10-year-old boy is taking me on. He said, what's your second question? He said, give me the answer to this. Who came before Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You say this, Allah, who came before him? Barakat of taqwa. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهِ. Allah will teach you such answers, such solutions, which we won't find in the kitabs. We never heard from people. 10-year-old boy. He tells that kafir, read backwards from 10. Count. Backwards from 10. So he counts 10, 9, 3, 2, 1. He asks that kafir, what came before 1? He says, nothing. So he says, according to you, before 1, 0. So before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also is zilch, is nothing, is zero. Huwa al-awwal, huwa al-akhir, huwa al-zahir, huwa al-batin. That is Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The kafir is perspiring now that a youngster is beating me. I challenge all the leading scholars. The third question he asked, in which direction is Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The youngsters told the group, the audience, the people there, bring me a candle. He lit the candle and he asked the people, in which directions is the flame of this candle? So they said, it's everywhere. So he said, you still want an answer? Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. So you see, my brothers, who was this youngster who was 10 years old and answered that kafir who subsequently embraced Islam? Today we say we follow his fiqh, Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah. At the age of 10, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala utilized him already, so that he could become a source of inviting people towards the deen of Islam. My brothers, today me and you, if we really adopt taqwa, that in itself will be a source of inspiration for people to enter the fold of Islam. But alas, when they look at our actions, my brothers, what do they see? Are these the Muslims? Open our media, open the electronic press, any press, and what do we see? We have become the source, we have become the cause to humiliate and disgrace Islam, my brothers. Remember, my brothers, Almighty Allah has given us this time and this opportunity. Tomorrow, before death overtakes us and overwhelms us, then, my brothers, we can beg and cry to Almighty Allah as much as we want to. It's point of no return. You go to Baghdad and go see the grave of Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahimahullah. What a potent message he gave for each one of us. Insan, you live in this world. وَكَمْ مِنْ كَفَنٍ مَغَسُولُوا وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّوقِ مَشْغُولُوا. Hey, insan, you are the masterpiece of Allah's creation. Did you ever wonder and ponder every day how many kafans are being washed? وَكَمْ مِنْ كَفَنٍ مَغَسُولُوا وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّوقِ مَشْغُولُوا. But the person who will be enshrouded in the kafan, he is so engaged and busy in the market, in the bazaar, he forgets that one day he will be enshrouded in that kafan. That also is lucky. وَكَمْ مِنْ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّرُورِ مَغْرُورُ. Oh insan, think how many graves are being dug up every day. Yesterday you heard there was a janaza. Today you heard the janaza. That is what we hear. How many other thousands of people, hundreds of people pass away, whom we never heard about. وَكَمْ مِنْ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّرُورِ مَغْرُورُ. But a person who's going to that grave, he is so deceived by the occasions of joy and happiness. Today my daughter is fixed, this nikah. Tomorrow is walima. After 1 year is aqiqah. Today I obtained my certificate. I have become this, I have become that. Today I clinched the deal. My zeros increased in the bank. وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّرُورِ مَغَرُورُ وَكَمْ مِنْ فَمِنْ ضَاحِكُ. O insan, how many a time your mouth is smiling? وَهُوَ أَنْ قَرِيبٍ هَالِكُ. And very soon you'll be halak. You enter the masjid, most of our masajid, you'll see a board, funeral notice. Name will be written, so and so passed away, janaza salat that time. My brothers, may Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we can develop this quality of taqwa. And when we meet Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the greatest day in our life. Allahumma ij'al khayra ayyamina yawma nalqaka fi is one of the du'as we learn. Ya Allah, make that the greatest and most auspicious day in our life, the day we come and meet you. And may Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring this taqwa in us, in our families, in our children as well, and the entire ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillah.